This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, here we go. I don't want to get into it because there's sports to talk about, but full ice cream beef. For whatever reason, Sales Smoke has called the program this morning. Hello, Krista.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's your take on ice cream?
Well, of course, you know, I have to agree with Wiggy on this one. I'm a straight vanilla girl.
Oh, my what? God. Are you kidding
Krista?
Me?
I know.
It doesn't taste like anything. It's not even a flavor.
You heard Jack Harlow, vanilla baby.
Do you put anything on top, Krista?
Absolutely not. Maybe a little bit of whipped cream.
Whipped cream white on white?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a flavor to me.
I think we should celebrate Wiggy liking vanilla for many reasons.
Yes.
I do like a black raspberry, but I do have to go with, I just got a pint of Ben and Jerry's vanilla ice cream last night, actually. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you all in your feels or something?
No. It's just my show was on. I needed a little snack. It was my dinner, actually. I skipped dinner. So.
Are your Celtics going all the way?
Oh, of course. We can. Don't even get me started on them. But yeah, Tatum's actually looking good for once in the playoffs, though.
All right.
But Courtney, I do have to say your lips look fabulous, and you're the prettiest C I ever did see.
Oh, you're the best, Krista. That's my girl right there.
There she is. Yep. from the WEEI sales department. All right.
I'll send you your $100
after. Guys. See you later.
All right.
The great thing about vanilla, especially when we're talking about ice cream, is it goes with everything.
It does.
That
but
is the uniqueness.
My friend Lily just texted our group message and said, vanilla is missionary.
Yes.
I hate vanilla.
Vanilla is polite sex, like Curtis.
Gross.
I want
Rocky Road.
Did you decide what flavor Shime was?
Yes. Sherbert. A little bit out of the box.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
And Greg, you would be coffee?
I would be coffee.
Oh, yep. I love coffee ice cream.
Jealous.
Good job, Greg.
That means high energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would be.
Also means old.
And I would be Neapolitan.
What?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Yes. I'd be a mixture of flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, a little bit of strawberry in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe a little peanut butter, a little caramel. What?
I think you would be half baked, the Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Well, you know.
Well played.
I am. You know what they say about us half-breeds?
Yeah.
I would say fully baked.
No, but I'm saying baked was really the main part of that.
We are dominant right now. Obama.
Also,
Bob Molly.
Texter. Okay, please.
That really wasn't where I was going with that.
We're talking about ice cream. A texter agrees with my take that soft serve is not really ice cream.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
What are you doing?
Soft serve is the best.
Ice cream is ice cream. Soft serve is counted.
If you can declare, as you did at the start of the show this morning, that soup is overrated, I can declare that soft serve, in its consistency, is not ice cream.
Oh, you're
right. Can I offer a
counter? It's like the soup of ice creams.
What about Froyo?
Huh?
What about Froyo?
Don't even bring up frozen yogurt. Froyo? Don't try to act like you're so healthy.
Oh, right. Not.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Greg, I challenge you. I would love to take you. Bubbling Brook, vanilla soft serve dipped in chocolate is an experience you must have.
Get it, Curtis.
Where I love the dip.
Where's Bubbling Brook?
It's in like Westwood or Medfield Westwood border there on
must
109.
Be expensive.
Has anyone ever mentioned a more affluent sounding ice cream place than Bubbling Brook?
Bubbling Brook's in Walpole.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Excuse me. Let's go to Bubbling Brook.
There's nothing better than
Jeeves. Get the car.
And the dip, Curtis? Love the dip.
You live in the echelon.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about you.
Curtis, have you ever done the caramel dip?
That's an option. I'm a chocolate guy with vanilla, but I will try caramel. I won't hate on
love
it.
Love
the chocolate vanilla combo. Is
and it's
just
Westwood.
So
sorry, not
yeah,
local.
Westwood. They have vegan options.
It's nothing better.
Hey, what?
They have vegan options.
Okay, that vegan is not ice cream's not vegan.
Nah.
It comes from a cow, you dummies.
Yeah, menu. They have a hard ice cream, soft serve, and vegan options.
Soft serve is the way of the people. I remember as a kid.
But do you think soft serve? Have you ever seen have you ever seen soft serve come out of a cow? No.
Hey, Greg.
You know what?
Greg, you ever been to a Dairy Queen? They seem to be doing all right.
No, no. You see, here's the problem. You know why I know you don't know soft serve? Because you're not from the city. I remember as a kid when I used to hear the frosty jingle on the ice cream truck from blocks away and running. And I'm talking about the real frosty trucks, not the one with the stupid, just the ice cream sandwiches, the one with the soft serve running for miles away to just be able to grab $2 so I could get a cone with some Jimmies.
What? Suggestion. What do you think of this? Suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line, ice cream bus. Remember when we did bar pizza bus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love an
Should
ice cream bus.
Should we do an ice cream bus?
I would love that.
I love an ice cream bus, but...
You're watching your weight?
No, you can't. I'm still waiting on the North Shore beef bus.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
Oh, this makes me want ice cream now. Yeah.
How much ice cream do you think you could eat in one sitting? I could probably eat an entire pool's worth.
Yeah, the limit does not exist.
Above ground or in ground?
Yeah, in ground. You get more space that way.
Ooh, what a bougie question.
Well, see, it depends, Chaim. Soft serve, you can eat more soft serve than you can your hot ice cream.
It doesn't matter. Bubbling, ice cream, I will just devour.
Bubbling Brook has a plethora of flavors.
Bubbling Brook is unbelievably good. It's been around since 1951. Right. It's spectacular.
They've got your chocolate peanut butter.
Oh,
I love
childhood staple.
I love a good Reese's, and I love to get it.
Again, with soft serve, they have a lot of flavors because they inject a chemical flavor into it. It's not real flavor.
No, I'm just looking at the hard ice cream.
That's my issue.
No, soft serve is the real flavor.
No, it's not.
If you ever go to Richardson's, they take it right out of the cow, they put it into the special machine, and then that boom, it comes right onto your cone.
No, the cow is laughing at you.
Greg,
when you are eating soft serve, the cow is chuckling to him or herself.
And I love when they put my soft serve in a waffle, cone.
Let me ask the
waffle
expert. Let me ask Curtis's old boss.
Oh, Frank.
Frank, the ice cream guy.
He would know.
From Brighton. Hello, Frank.
Well, gentlemen and the beautiful young lady, Courtney, hope all is well with you guys. Listen, soft serve rocks.
Yes.
Rules the world. I mean,
no.
My family started this frosty ice cream in 1958, and we've been rocking Boston forever.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
people love it.
It really,
tell them, Frank.
It's good. It's just not ice cream.
It's the original ice cream.
It doesn't have when you bite into an ice cream, it should be hard in its consistency, not like falling all over your mouth, like under your tie. Like, it's just not.
Let me explain the difference. Soft serve comes out of the machine at about 22 degrees. And at that flavor versus ice cream, which is 10 below zero, you've got the textures already there. The flavor is much more stronger when it comes out of that machine. I mean, I get a spoon in my mouth every day.
Right.
I mean, I just love it. Wiggy, I'm a vanilla guy. I got to tell you.
Yep.
You know, we're cut from the same cloth.
No doubt.
Ice cream truck to your kids' bodies from now on.
Hey, Frank. Frank, love Frosty.
Would you be willing to bring the truck up to the Numb Nuts Invitational at Granite Links on July 23rd?
Oh, that's great.
Positively.
Okay.
Yes.
And we'll offer some treats. We'll offer some treats for the listeners who are playing golf.
Yep. No, we've been hired by golf courses before. We do it all the time.
Okay.
We'd love to send the truck for you guys up there.
All right. All right.
You know?
We'll reach out on that. Thank you, Frank.
We'll rock it. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That was one of my favorite days, Curtis, when you worked on the ice cream truck.
That was a great
Such
day.
Such a good day.
And old movie quote about asking cows for things. I could stick my head up a cow's ass to look at a T-bone, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
This is Mike from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've got a suggestion for the Maine Roadshow for ice cream.
Yes.
There's an ice cream truck in Portland that serves what they call maple creamies. So it is soft serve, but it's maple flavored ice cream, and it's unbelievable.
Really? Is it in
you should.
In a see the other thing about soft serve is the cone sucks.
Well, you don't always have to get it in a cone.
You can't get it in a legit cone. Like, you have to get it in the sugar cone.
You mean, you have to get it in, like, the sugar cone?
The styrofoam tasting.
I get that. That's fair. That's a fair argument against us. That I will allow you.
It needs a foundation to support it. You can't have a regular sugar cone with it. It's an imposter. It's
but you can get it in a cup.
You can get it in a cup. You can get
I'm
it
not
in
a big cone
they
guy
have
anyways.
Regular cones. Yeah. They have regular cones and cups. I usually get a cup.
Yeah,
it's just fantastic. And vanilla is underrated. If you ever looked at how much wealth the vanilla bean created in medieval Europe,
right?
During the it's an underrated exotic. It's an exotic spice.
Well, now you have me thinking about the Roman Empire for some reason.
Ice cream is my Roman
14th
Empire.
14th time today.
All this cup talk, always, no Stanley.
It always goes back to history, guys.
That's it. Okay. The vanilla bean. The cocoa bean, too. But a soft serve and a waffle cone is very good. Because then you can crush up the waffle cone, and now you have like these little waffle cone flakes in your soft serve.
I have the best ice cream hack for you. When you have a waffle cone, you have to line the inner part of the cone with brownies, and then the ice cream goes in.
I can't talk about ice cream anymore. I am drooling.
Are you drooling?
It's going to be my time of the month.
I have so many ice cream hacks. I am a Jimmy's guy, chocolate Jimmy guys I prefer.
I don't think you say that.
No, I'm saying that that's the way I grew up on it. I don't care. I love, I tell them, Jimmy's on the bottom in a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I put my ice cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jimmy's then again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then my whipped cream.
Yeah.
And sprinkle Jimmy's.
And you know what they say?
Three levels of
Jimmy's. Do you know what they say? When they're working there in the ice cream place, they say the pain in the ass is here again.
They know I need three levels of Jimmy's. Three levels. And I'm all chocolate. I don't like the sprinkled different color ones.
Oh, you don't?
No.
The rainbow?
Yeah, I don't like that. Strictly chocolate in three levels. Yep.
I like gummy bears on my ice cream.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, that's a turn.
A little hot fudge. Santa says it's a serial killer move.
Hot fudge is dynamite.
But the hot fudge with the gummy bears and the cold ice cream, that combo is delicious.
But Curtis might be right, though. There's nothing better than it dipped. Oh. You get it dipped good, and you let that chocolate sit for a good moment.
It almost like hardens a little bit, Wiggy.
Oh, it does. It hardens to the point. When you know you got a good dip, it's nice and hot. You could take a bite of the ice cream.
I've never experienced someone orgasming during a discussion like you right now based on ice cream.
The dip, that's
I didn't realize
we grew
it was.
On.
It must be your favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love the dip.
Did you see Dairy Queen's new dip?
No,
it's like a
that.
Birthday cake, rainbow colored dip.
Funfetti?
That, yes. Oh.
See, I feel like that.
It looks so good.
This is why I feel like, and you know, Curtis is a dip guy, so him and I might agree. I feel like the dip never really got its credit. It never took
underrated.
Off. It never took off like the hot fudge or the caramel.
It's the best type of hot fudge. It doesn't spill anywhere. Yeah. It just coalesces around the ice cream.
Congeals.
And I'm telling you, caramel dip is good too.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Butterscotch too.
It's ice cream season. Probably get some great ice cream on Friday in Vermont. We could probably have Ben or Jerry come by the show. Maybe they could be our Miller.
I don't listen anymore.
Have we reached out?
Huh?
We got to reach out to them.
I don't think
is that where
of
they're
them.
From.
They're probably
from
like,
Vermont.
Oh, Ben
they're,
and Jerry's is from Vermont.
They're in some kind of a tent city protesting against Israel.
I had no idea Ben and Jerry's is from Vermont.
Yes, yo, you didn't know they were from Vermont.
No, I didn't
Where'd
know
you
that.
Think they were from?
I mean, Ben and Jerry, they could be from anywhere. I don't know. I had no idea that was a Vermont. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is news to me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, way off track, but that's
we should do a segment, Wiggy's Discoveries.
It's ice cream's my favorite. I love the ice cream cake, hands down. If you ever want to have a birthday cake for me, make sure it's ice cream.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Carvel.
Yeah. If it's Carvel's good, too, when I live
Nutty
in New York.
The Ghost.
Yeah, if you bring me regular cake, I'm throwing it back. But if you bring me ice cream cake, I can bathe in it.
Well, we have to have ice cream for you on Friday morning, then. On Friday morning in Vermont at the Stone Church, we need legit Vermont ice cream.
The great thing about ice cream, you can eat it any time of the day. I can eat it at 5 a.m. or I can eat it at 2 in the morning.
And Greg, just a correction, Friday morning, it's the Stoned Church.
And that's the great thing about ice cream. You never turn it down.
I agree. 1,000%. If somebody offers you ice cream and they say no, never talk to that person again.
It could be 4 a.m. You're like, hey, you want to grab some ice cream? Sure.
Why not?
It could be midnight. You want to get some ice cream? Yep.
I love getting my tonsils out because I got to eat breakfast. I get ice cream for breakfast the next day.
And what do they put on one of my favorite plate things at the OP when you get your butter cake? Vanilla. Ice cream.
Not during the fall, they don't.
They don't during the fall?
Nope. Oh, they have the special pumpkin butter cake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Which comes with a salted caramel ice cream and a caramel sauce.
And Bubbling Brook was bougie, just so we go full circle.
I got to try pumpkin. But I did
Also, Curtis, what you're talking about right now is why the ratings for this show are in the toilet.
I've listened for the last 10 minutes, and I hate it, so I'm going to keep listening to you.
I mean, that's
and I'm going to complain.
Yeah. That's the one thing we can all agree on. We might not all be able to agree on Palestine or Haiti or the Bruins or the South, but we can't agree on ice cream.
Or the draft.
That is it.
Nope. But you know what it is, basically? You scream ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
You know what they say? I am an ice cream bitch.
I love Wiki on food. It is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Something about ice cream, man. It brings you back to your childhood.
I hear you. I speak it. Yeah.
We didn't have much money growing up, but we had enough. I could always scrounge up $2 for a Frosty.
I love you.
Somebody would somehow give you $2.
And it makes the day totally change on a dime. Your whole mood changes.
It's like I could be stuffed to the gills.
No matter.
Stuffed.
If they come out with some
ice cream. Three chicken palms, and my wife's like, you want to go get ice cream? I'm like, yep.
Hell yeah.
No problem. Yeah. So,
I'm like George Costanza, ice cream all over my face. Love it.
So you are, what did you say?
I am an ice cream bitch.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Thank you.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins fall in Game 2 to the Maple Leafs. We have ourselves a goalie rotation. Linus Ullmark got the nod. He had 30 saves in the 3-2 loss. Andrew Peak left with 6:40 left in the second. There's no immediate update on that injury. The Bruins will now head to Toronto for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 will be tomorrow, the same night that the Celtics will try to go up 2 on the Heat at the TD Garden. But tonight, the Red Sox are back in action. They're in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. 6:10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start, opposing Cleveland's Ben Lively. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. When Shime talks sometimes, it just right in my ear.
Oh sorry.
It's okay. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
51 degrees, sunny skies, and Wiggy, a perfect afternoon for a soft serve. Sunny and 62.
You got it.
It's a 2 for Tuesday. I have another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.